Hi there. It is step number 11. Okay, step number 11 is super important because this is a step where we're going to be slowing down to hear spirit. This is the important thing. This is really important. And no matter how long you've been a psychic, no matter how long you've been a medium, this is something you need to hear. Meditation is key. Why is meditation so important to psychics and mediums? Because it slows down our thoughts, it slows down our mind, and it allows us to filter the information through at a lower rate or slower pace. If you hate meditation, there are different ways to do this. Going for a walk in nature or going on a hike is meditation. Sitting down and writing in your journal is meditation. Listening to some music on your Google Home while you're watering the plants is meditation. When meditation, the only thing you're trying to really achieve is being in the moments that you are in. It's about like, okay, I'm not thinking of anything else. I'm just in this moment. And when that happens, it's going to allow you to be able to hear the difference between your own thoughts and spirit's thoughts. And that's super, super important because you need to be able to go, okay, did I think that I left the stove on, or did spirit think that I left the stove on? And I just want to let you know, there are no pop-in random thoughts. You're not on your own ever. I want you to know you are never alone. You're always with an angel, you're always with a guide, and you're always with some loved ones. So when you hear messages from spirit, it's going to feel different because it doesn't feel like you said it. And so the first thing that's going to happen is you're going to think, I just made that up. I just made that up. But you didn't. It was a thought that interrupts the other thoughts in your mind. So, and I'm standing there to talking to my husband about baseball, and all of a sudden I get a thought that says spaghetti. That doesn't make sense. It's not like I just randomly heard, oh, I want spaghetti. Now, don't get me wrong. If all of a sudden I'm like, I'm craving spaghetti and I can smell it and taste it and my tummy's grumbling, that's a different conversation. But if I'm talking to my husband about baseball and out of nowhere I randomly hear the poppin' thought spaghetti, it doesn't feel like my voice. It doesn't kind of sound like my voice. It's just a thought that doesn't make any sense. And the number one thing I want you to know, spirit doesn't make any sense. You will feel like you're making it up. You will feel like, oh my God, I'm such a fraud. This is so bad. You're gonna feel that way. Trust me, I know. So slow down and meditate and allow yourself to really go through what you're feeling, what you're thinking, and let those thoughts go. And then be open to the poppin' thoughts that I know spirit will bring you.